In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
What's going on, Atlanta? Welcome in to the Steakhouse. Abe Gordon and Sandra Golden holding it down.
Steak
out of town for a couple of days as he starts to enjoy his July 4th weekend. We're going to start to enjoy ours over the next couple of days. You, actually, after today,
That's it. A couple days off.
Are you up at the lake? What's the plan?
Yeah, it's like the Super Bowl at Lake Oconee if you're heading down there. And then hubby and I are going to just jaunt over to Savannah for Saturday and Sunday.
Now,
a little breaking. Yeah.
Did you see the news about an hour and a half south of Savannah?
What?
Brand new Buc-ee's.
I did see
it's,
that.
It's a long way to go out of the way if you're
the
going to Savannah.
The largest Buc-ee's in the state of Georgia is in Brunswick. Okay, I'm going to say something unpopular here. It's overrated. And here's why. I loved it the first three, four, five times I went. And now it's just, are you serious right now? I'm a big fan of Striplings. Do you guys know what Striplings is, this store? It's like a sausage and meats, and it's like a smaller Buc-ee's.
Okay.
Less chaos. Striplings, I don't know what they call it. It's like a mart, Striplings Mart.
Yeah.
It should be supply.
First
of all, as clean as Buc-ee's, you know, the bathrooms and all that. Gas, you get everything there, and you can literally get fresh prime beef. They've got a beautiful butcher shop. Everything you want. So there you go.
Here's the thing about like calling Buc-ee's overrated. It's only based on your own rating. So like,
yes. Yeah, so
I don't pay attention to what other people tell me about. Oh, you got to do this. And I'm like, no, I'll go there and experience, and I'll develop my own thoughts.
Yeah, I don't want to poo-poo it because if you've never been, it's an experience. But when anyone says something about overrated, it's always based on your own rating.
Yeah.
That's life in general. What are you talking about?
Well,
rating it It's my own rating. That's right. Or underrated.
Yeah. So it's just rated as you see it.
Right.
I don't know.
All right. Hold on. I got to ask you a question. Put the sheet down. This is when we kibitz. You know what kibitz is?
Of course.
Okay. We're going to kibitz. So I have never, and I will never, get in one of these Waymos. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Driverless cars, y'all. Uber has them in Atlanta.
All over Midtown.
Yeah. Yeah. Big segment on CBS Sunday Morning, by the way, on it. So this morning, down 14th, y'all, I saw one get stranded. I saw it. I was driving past it. I couldn't believe it. So you know, on 14th, when you go over the highway, coming down heading toward Colony Square.
Yeah, just past Atlantic Station.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how that'll back up.
It's a tough intersection.
Okay, so as it backs up and then that car moves forward, the Waymo is now stuck halfway through and doesn't proceed. And so it's sitting there. I would have such a nightmare.
Now, you're saying it's in the intersection.
It's pulled up enough.
The light has now turned red, so it's not going forward.
It's not going forward, and it's sitting there.
Unlike
and it's
a human
blocking,
who might try and back up.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I just am not that gal. Also, I don't know if you guys are getting in a Waymo. They freak me out.
I'd get in.
I get into Waymo Rex. You know, it's not going to work.
Unless I get killed in a Waymo, like, there's only positives. Because this is lawsuit central. Like right. If I'm in a Waymo without a driver and it gets into an accident, that's just lawsuit central. And
right.
I would take it. To be fair, I don't know if I'd feel great on the highway with it, because now we are getting into, like, you might get killed in a wreck.
On your Uber app now, it says, are you okay with the Waymo? And I was like, no, ma'am.
Is it cheaper?
I know we've had this discussion.
It's so dumb.
No, it's not.
But there's no driver that you're actually paying, so it should be, but it's not. Yeah. Whatever.
You're not tipping.
Are Waymos electric?
That's all these
like,
are
how
great
do
questions.
You,
I think they are electric. Let us know. 404-726-0929.
Because if they are gas machines, like, who fills them up?
It's got to be electric.
Okay.
And then does it know to go back to its station like you've got a vacuum cleaner, the little...
Oh, the Roomba, the robot stuff. I have one of those, and I can't use it until the chipper. Yeah, with the dog, it's just there's no
freaks
shot.
Him out.
Yeah, she'd tear it up.
That's hilarious.
She'd go after it. I don't need her howling and barking at it the whole time.
Ha!
All right, we've killed enough time. We probably have to talk about what we saw and more so didn't see at Truist and what we will see tonight. It's time for the 9 at 9.
Ho hum, Braves shut out again. 4-0 your score. Y'all, it's just a tough watch. It's a tough watch, Abe.
I think it's 3 shutouts in the last 5 games, if I remember correctly.
Oh my gosh.
And I tweeted this last night. It's just, it's one of the toughest teams to watch in recent memories. There have been some Braves teams that have been not great. And I'm not even talking recently. I'm talking about, like, throughout my life. There have been a couple of downward spells here and there. But a lot of that didn't come with the promise or the optimism that this team came with. And I think that's probably as equally frustrating as the fact that there is no offense, is that you just feel these guys should be better. I think we're deep enough in the season now, Sandra. They're not better. They're not going to be better.
Right.
The Jurickson Profar comes back tonight. He's not going to save the season. There's no savior here. The season is what it is.
Struck out 11 times. They were 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position and wasted another fabulous outing from Grant Holmes. 6 innings pitched, gave up 3 hits, struck out another 10. Ronald Acuna, speaking of striking out, Golden Sombrero last night.
Yeah.
4 times. First time since 2020 that he's had that in a game of 4 strikeouts.
Yeah, rough patch for him right now. 3 for his last 22 with 14 strikeouts. His average has gone down from 396 to like 355.
Cut him!
Aaron Judge had the same thing, right? Aaron Judge was hitting 398. Then 2 days later, he was hitting, I think he went 1-for-12 in a series, and he was hitting 360. His superstars go through some struggles. If there's anyone I actually trust to bounce back from this, it is going to be Acuna.
We think so. He's leading the vote getting, you guys. Last time I looked for the All-Star game, but you have until noon to vote.
Final stretch.
Final stretch. So get in there and do it this morning, if you will. It's Jurickson Profar Day for those who celebrate and observe. He will be in the lineup tonight. I'm anxious to hear his press conference. Brian Snitkers, what say you?
Well, I think, you know what? I kind of look at it like and thinking he's going to be good for our lineup. You know, it's going to be a impactful switch hitter in the middle of our lineup. And, you know, I feel good about getting him back and putting him in there. You know, hopefully he can spark us and do something to help us, you know, get things going.
You know what he wants to say. I mean, Snicker's not this sort of guy, but you know he wants to say, hey, he's not going to be worse than the other guys we've been throwing out there. So, you know, throw it out there and try it.
He's going to be worse than what we got. Chris Sale transferred to the 60-day IL, so that's terrible. We already knew it's not till August. I got a question for you, Abe. If the Braves are really out of it, do you even revamp him up? Ramp him up. I don't know that I just don't shut him down.
That's a good question.
Because if it's the end of August, how many more starts would you have? Four, maybe? Five?
I think he's a competitor. I don't think he wants his season to end that way, so probably.
But maybe it's not up to him.
It's a fair question.
Yeah, think about it. Think about it.
And that's the minor league season ends early, too, so like trying to ramp him up that way might be a little bit more difficult.
Elder on the mound tonight, 7:15, first pitch.
Is it Fuentes, right?
It is Fuentes. Excuse me. Tomorrow is Bryce Elder.
You've already chalked tonight up as a loss with Fuentes on the mound and are working towards tomorrow. I don't blame you.
It's
I don't blame you.
it's that time of the year.
Are you surprised Fuentes is making another start?
Who else are they?
The options are not great.
The options, yeah. You don't
Wiles
have them.
And Waldrip and Jackson Stevens and, you know.
It's y'all. It's July 2nd, and I'm kind of like, let's get ready for football season.
Yeah.
By the way, Mets got rained out. Phillies got rained out last night. So at least
nobody loves canning a game before first pitch like the Washington Nationals. That's where Philly was last night. They canceled it at like 3 p.m.
By the way, I wish the Braves would do it more often. Ugh. And they just sit there and sit there and sit there. I know Bo does too. Coco Gauff upset at Wimbledon yesterday.
Oh, boy. Yeah, number two seed out. There were actually four women top 10 seeds that were out. Four men top 10 seeds were out. She was among them. Jess Pegula, the three seed, also American, also got bounced. Interesting bracket format, but Coco Gauff talked about like the pressure and the turnaround from the French Open. I'm sorry. Everyone else is dealing with it. That's not good enough. You can't lose to an unseeded player.
She
it's
said,
just
I
not
just need
enough.
To be better on the grass. I've got to improve my game. I thought she handled it with class and elegance. Could the Hawks actually land Giannis?
Sure, why not?
They're the favorite in Vegas, whatever that means to you. I mean, what are they going to do? Who do they give up? What happens?
Well, so that's what's interesting to me, is
too.
With the new additions, right. How many of them could be moved? You have that draft pick you didn't previously have. Could that be moved? Because I still don't love the idea of parting with Jalen and Okongwu and Risashay. Like if that's the plan, I'm still probably team no. But if you told me you could get Porzingis, Kennard, and Risashay for
Giannis.
And the draft pick for Giannis, keep Jalen John. Like, I would listen. I think you could have a lot more options. Yeah.
I just am shocked that they're the favorite. So there were 31,000 and change last night, Abe, down at Mercedes-Benz for the Club World Cup festivities as Borussia Dortmund knocks out Monterrey 2-1.
Yeah, Raya Dos / Monterrey. A fun game. They had a couple opportunities to draw level in this thing, but Borussia Dortmund holds on. I think all the goals were scored in the first half. I was kind of in and out after halftime, but... I thought it was a pretty good crowd for a Tuesday night, holiday
pretty
weekend
good
coming.
Crowd for a Tuesday.
Thunderstorms. Thunderstorms.
It's funny because I was driving down North Side about, I don't know, 5-ish, and all the signs were up. Mercedes-Benz. I think they expected a much bigger crowd than that. And
they're going to get a huge one this weekend for the next game, Bayern and PSG.
Right.
No
and last
that.
But not least. The Peachtree Road Race, which both Allie from the morning shift and you're running and at the event.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it quite a bit. Group A, which I'm very happy with. Later in the show, Rich Kanna, Atlanta Track Club CEO, is going to join us, kind of break down the final thoughts as we head into the Peachtree Road Race on Friday morning. Expo getting going today as well, so be careful. Traffic at Lenox. It is the Steakhouse.
It's not at World Congress Center anymore,
no, they moved
right?
it. They
okay.
moved it this
That's
year.
Interesting.
They did. Okay. This hour of the Steakhouse is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash, Atlanta's number one rated pressure washing company. Like we said, when we come back here, Sandra has some Peachtree Road Race trivia. We also got to figure out like what makes it July 4th in Atlanta or in Georgia. Like
it's
what
one of the
are
coolest
the
things ever? This Peachtree Road Race. In
it
Atlanta.
Is. But what are kind of the benchmarks of a July 4th weekend for you? We'll talk about that on the other side. She is Sandra Golden. I am Steakhouse live in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and available on the Odyssey app. Welcome back into the Steakhouse here in the Kia Studios. Abe Gordon in for Steak Shapiro today and tomorrow. Of course, most of the company off on Friday, July 4th. I will be in the area, just running by.
I love it. Good for you.
This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash, Atlanta's number one rated pressure washing company. And that brings me to the point here. It's Sandra Golden. For me, July 4th is always about just the peach tree.
Right. How long have you been running it, first of all?
Well, I obviously moved away here and there, and I wasn't in running shape for a while. And so I think this is like my fifth straight since.
Okay.
But I think this is somewhere around number 17 or 18 overall.
That is tremendous.
I ran it all the every year as a kid.
God, that's amazing. So did your family do it?
Yeah. Okay. We ran the Peachtree Junior when we were too young to do the full. I remember doing that. And then as soon as I was old enough, we did the Peachtree every year. My dad's still doing it. We'll talk about him in a moment. My sister ran it. Everyone. It was a family affair.
Right.
Like, that's what July 4th was always about to me. Like, to the point, and we'll talk about this in a moment, I'm going to a wedding in New Mexico that day. Like, Friday. I'm leaving. And, like, I made sure to get my flights and all that to where I was like, all right, like, we're going to figure out how to run the Peachtree, and then we'll
like
deal with the flight.
Like, you're not missing it.
I was not going to miss the Peachtree.
That's great. And you start training when?
Well, I've been injured a little bit here and there, I only trained for like a month.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah, not a great ramp up.
All right.
But that's all right.
All right, detour, wedding. Who's getting married?
My cousin Allison is getting married. I have to fly to New Mexico.
Beautiful.
For it. Yeah.
Which is beautiful. Okay, and is it a fancy wedding? What are you wearing?
I don't know how fancy it's going to be. The dress code is listed as desert formal.
I don't know what that
means.
People
just make stuff up nowadays.
I don't know what that is. Desert formal.
All I know is Randy.
It's brown camouflage tuxedo.
Is that right. Desert? I don't know.
Yes. Desert camo?
A ghillie suit?
Desert camo is like the only thing you can actually look up as a color of clothing.
Is that true?
Like, there's no, like, everything else is just brown.
Yeah.
Okay,
but there's
right.
no, like, desert.
It lists, like, lighter-hued suits and like bolo ties and gaucho
is it outside
hats.
Or is it
I think
inside?
It's going to be outside.
Okay. Now I want to talk to you about something.
I'm hoping the reception's
because
inside.
You're a single gentleman in your 30s, right?
For another month, yes.
Now listen, this should be a good spot to meet a little lady.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Bo. Right? Like, I don't
Shoots
understand.
That down immediately. Now, right, now there could be another reason for this, though. And maybe it's because he wants to remain loyal to, date number 3 is coming up.
Yeah, I have been seeing someone a little bit, but we
haven't. Holy breaking news, really?
Well, we've only been on 2 dates, so we have to schedule a third. So it's not like serious yet or anything.
Wow. Okay, well, this is exciting news.
But
at least there's a reason you're shutting it down, because I want you to maybe have an open mind of thinking, what a great opportunity to meet and greet with some females and dance and wedding dancer, wedding crashers, all that fun stuff.
Wedding drinker.
Okay, which leads to wedding dancing. So,
later in the night, sure.
Right? Bo, are you with me here? Like, 100%. I don't want him to shut it down so quickly.
I've been
you can't
warned.
Just go in with the closed mind. I know, at least a little bit of openness.
I've been warned a little bit to steer clear of some of the friend group.
Right.
So
big? Is it a big wedding?
I don't think so. I mean, it's in New Mexico.
I know, but that has nothing to do with it. It could be a huge event. Okay.
A lot of people from Atlanta are going, some people, then. You know, I think it'll be a lot of family there.
All right. Third date. So why aren't you calling her and just saying, hey, I'd like to see you maybe next week?
The timelines just haven't worked out.
Okay.
I was hoping to see her this week. She was busy.
Okay.
I'm gone over the weekend.
She so listening just, now?
No, I don't think she listens.
This is so
Sandra, she is
Y'all
the,
A's got
she is
a
the,
girlfriend.
She is the least, well, no, we're not there yet. She is like the least sports interested person in the world.
Okay. Where'd you meet her?
I was set up by my brother and some other guy that I
Jewish?
Don't know.
Is she Jewish?
She is. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Okay. This is exciting.
I will update as like
I
it
am
becomes
so happy for you.
As it becomes relevant, I'll update. But there's you know, it's
I
slow
think
going
it's
so
important
far.
For you to have more women in your life than TVs, and I don't know that that's actually happening.
Well, no, I have four TVs.
Four TVs, but okay.
How many women do I because I'm not going to have more than
one woman at a time. I'm certainly not going to have four.
Are you getting the point, though, of what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of, if you have dates and women and your TV takes my priority, that's maybe. I'm just here to help.
Oh, no, you're...
I'm like the mom you never wanted.
You need me to power rank the chica over the TVs.
That's right.
I get that.
That's right.
I thought you said I need more women than TVs. I'm like, well, I have four TVs.
Well, listen, there's no rules. You can have five in a rotation. There are no rules.
I'm not a rotation guy. I'm a one at a time.
Fair enough. Yeah. I like that as well. All right. Okay. Well, this is exciting news, y'all. Sorry I didn't know that information.
So, all right.
Back to the road race.
Peachtree Road Race. It's going down on Friday. I'm pumped. I'll be honest, Sandra, I have not slept very well this week.
You're excited.
Excited and nervous.
And you're hungry because you're eating cottage cheese.
I'm hungry right now because I haven't had breakfast. But, like, I'm obviously not winning the race. I think we all know this.
That's correct.
But I do put a lot of pressure.
You're not from Kenya, so
no,
you're not
I do put a lot of pressure on myself to perform at whatever would be good by my standards.
Okay.
And I get nervous. I take it very seriously, and I have not slept this week.
I love that. I think it's great.
It's so dumb.
No, it isn't. I love that you care. And I was reading up on little trivia and the bits and the stuff. They used to just let you line up wherever. And it was, I believe, 2008 where they decided we're going to rank you and you're going to be line up according to performance. And I didn't know that. So do they kind of, is it a shameful thing to start in this X amount of groups?
No, I wouldn't say it's shameful because some people, like, you have to qualify. You have to use a qualifying race if you're going to be in the higher groups. Some people aren't running qualifying times or in races that are official Peachtree qualifiers, nor do they necessarily care to. I do because
what
I want...
What was your time last year?
Last year, I ended up catching up with a group from my run club and slowed down to run with them. So I was like 59 minutes.
Okay.
I'm hoping to do like 52 or so.
That's great.
I mean, I'd like to do sub 50, but I don't know how possible that is.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what, though. I'm going to start with the fast people and just, like a bat out of hell, see how long I can hold on to them.
Do you know the very first Peachtree Road Race, by the way, 1970, there were only 150 people running, and this weekend. Do you know how many people are running on Friday? It's incredible.
I mean, I've always known it to be at, I remember when they boosted it up. So it's supposed to be 55,000.
They're saying now closer to 60.
Yeah, because they have virtual runners they can kind of increase it. Now, you say it started in 70 or 71, somewhere in there. My dad has run a bucket load of these things.
So good.
He started, though, in 75.
Okay.
So, but he's done... this year will be 48. He missed one or two in there, but this year will be number 48.
So great.
He's
in great shape. How old is he?
So mid-70s.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
Good for you, Dad. He's listening. Shout out.
He is. He is on the Odyssey app, which is what you should download
What's your dad's name?
My dad's Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Larry Gordon.
Hi, Larry Gordon.
Not going to run the time he did back in the mid-90s. He finished this thing at 36:14. In 96, which is like a crazy time. It's a 5:50 pace, 5:49. Like, I can't do 1 mile that fast. So, like, even today, even now.
My
dad was fast.
So, it's your whole family. You're like, we're running as a kid, the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think you have to kind of start running, right, when you're little.
We ran because my dad ran.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got fat, and then I picked it back up. My sister ran in high school and in college, so she was a runner. Now she's kind of slower, and I'm speeding back up.
It's so good. That's so good and healthy for you. I'm real proud for you. That's great.
We didn't talk about fireworks. Is that a thing you're interested in?
They're bringing back the fireworks this year at Lenox. You know this on the 3rd that after the race, I think the night before.
Right.
So is that tomorrow night at Lenox? Did you guys know that? Mr. Kana will tell you all about it when he comes on at 10:20. I think that's great.
Is it? I mean, if you like fireworks, it's great. I'm not a firework guy.
Right.
It's boring. I don't get it.
Right.
It's the same thing as it was when I was 10.
I think it's pretty. I like the oohs and the ahs, and then I'm like, okay.
I don't understand the oohs and ahs. That's my thing. Why are we oohing and ahing?
It's pretty. And then it's probably too long. How about the big finale? Everybody, ooh. Just saying.
And the grand finale. I don't like the false grand finale when you think it's done, and then they're like, nope, we got 10 more minutes. I'm like, oh, come on, end it. End it.
I want you to have some joy in your life, Abe.
All right, when we get back, maybe a quick touch on the Atlanta Braves, then we'll get into the tailgate. You have to hear what Paul Feinbaum said about one SEC quarterback, and I'll tell you why he's wrong, like usual. It's Sandra Golden, Abe Gordon on the Steakhouse Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Welcome back into the Steakhouse here on a hump day Wednesday, July 2nd, as we move towards July 4th weekend. I will tell you this. It's Abe Gordon, Sandra Golden, Abe in for steak today and tomorrow. I do love when the holidays that can bounce around to different parts of the week fall on a weekend.
Me too.
It feels like it's a bigger July 4th because it leads you into a full weekend than if this were like on a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Last Friday at the Hartsfield was the biggest day. The most people went through TSA, even than last Thanksgiving, which I found it very hard to believe. And also, you guys, I was telling Abe this on Monday in the North Terminal. I don't know if y'all saw on the Twitters, people were lined up out the door in the North Terminal.
Don't do this to me.
And I believe it was for baggage drop, of all stupid things.
Because
people were responding saying, go to International. So just give yourself plenty of time.
I just told you I'm going to the airport.
I know, but I'm trying to help you. Like, take Marta's. You're not checking a bag. You're good to go.
I'm already nervous about the race. Now you got me nervous about, I mean, what if the whole race I could be like, I got to run fast because I don't know what the airport has got for me.
What time's your flight?
It's 12:50.
You're fine.
I should have some time.
You're fine. I'm absolutely fine.
Are you an early airport arrival person?
I'm way early.
Yeah.
I'm super paranoid. I'm anal retentive about a lot. It bugs me that I wish I could relax about things like Steak flew out of here yesterday. Like, his flight was at 12:30. He didn't leave Colony Square till 11:30.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Are you an airport person? Like, I love the airport. I can go to the airport 3 hours for my flight and be completely fine. It's like a little city.
I totally
agree.
You've
got stores and dining and brews, and there's no clocks. Like, it's like Vegas.
So a couple years ago, I did invest in the American Express card to get into the clubs. And now I'm like, I just want to go to the airport and hang out and go in the Sky Clubs.
No ticket, just get in there?
Yeah, which, by the way, you have to have a ticket now because people were doing that.
Yeah.
Which, can you imagine that you would just go there and use it as a restaurant? But I get it. That's a lot of money. I'm going to get my money's worth. So.
For me, and I'm kind of with Bo in terms of the airport, it's about the lack of stress. Like, I just don't need to stress. Am I going to make my gate, all of that. So I'd rather just get there 2 hours early than have to worry about I've got 20 minutes and I'm still at TSA. Like, I just don't want to deal with that.
Are you a TSA pre-checker?
I am.
Okay. Are you, Bo?
I've never even done pre-check. Yeah. I have no idea how to do it or what it is. I think it's a special club that you have to pay money for.
No, it literally took me 5 seconds
on
the app. And I just have done it recently. It could not have been easier,
like,
you guys.
Is it a yearly subscription?
I think it's like a 10-year thing,
right?
It's five years.
Okay. So mine, it's through 2030. And there is a kiosk inside Lenox Mall that you go to and you do it. You know, fill out everything online. And then you go, you make an appointment. You show up. It took 5 seconds of my life. And within 5 days, I got the TSA number.
So they just do like a background check on you or something?
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah,
all right.
All that stuff.
But I was thinking it was going to be this whole rigmarole, and it could not have been easier.
Well, the early days, you had to like set an appointment, go to the airport. I think they've gotten away from that a little bit.
Yeah, they have places all over that you can do it. Highly recommend it. And I was one of those ones. I was like, I don't want to do it.
Well, the other thing about TSA, this is my opinion, it almost is irrelevant in Atlanta. Right? I mean, there's so many travelers in Atlanta that also have TSA. You go to some of the other airports that have it, and they're just not as packed as Atlanta. That's where I see the difference, is in other airports. In Atlanta, it's...
With Clear. So the Clear TSA...
Let me tell you
again, with the American Express, you get Clear free.
Well...
And you get TSA free.
With your American Express. I have one that doesn't give me any of those.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of, anyway, I also want to recommend, I don't know if y'all have, I'm probably late to this party, Toro for rental cars. Have y'all done Toros?
I've heard of it.
Done it for trips.
I would never rent another car. Sorry, Hertz's of the world. Isn't it the most convenient thing?
So a couple years ago, Tara rented a SUV and we went down to Florida with all the kids. So that's four girls,
right,
and me and her, and went down to Florida for a weekend or a week. And that was a lot cheaper than doing a rental
car. It's so much cheaper, and there's no lines at the airport. I mean, it could not be easier. It's an app. You can pick the kind of car you want. There's different rates that you get to choose from. So there you go. Toro.
I got budget this weekend.
How much is that rental car? And after the fees and all, you guys, it's crazy. Toro, no fees.
It's Albuquerque. Like, I don't know how many. I don't know if they have Toro out there. How many options?
It's an app.
No, I know, but it's Albuquerque.
Again, expand your brain, and before shutting things down, say, "Huh, I could have saved him money. Maybe I'll try it. Maybe I'm going to try it.
I might." But
now that you have a girlfriend, you've changed. I'm telling you.
Don't have a girlfriend still. All right. You want to talk some college football?
Yes, we have an open, Abe.
I love college football. Let's get to it, the tailgate. Oh, boy. It's just guys on TV, man. They just say stuff without even thinking. And Paul Feinbaum, along with Greg Sankey, kind of the face of the SEC, both SEC Network and ESPN and all that stuff. Paul Feinbaum is quite high on Arch Manning, and he was talking on his show a couple days ago and pretty much said Arch Manning is going to be in the running for that little stiff arm trophy.
I think there's a reasonably good chance that Arch Manning will be sitting on the front row in New York at the Heisman ceremony. That's assuming that his team does what it's supposed to do and compete for not only the SEC, but for the national championship. And I really believe they will.
Yeah, okay.
It's a fair statement, okay, Sandy, because in general, quarterback of a team that's going to be ranked in the top five, if in fact Texas is ranked in the top five, it's pretty safe to say he'll probably be there. I mean, Stetson Bennett made it when Georgia was there. I think that's a fair comment.
Okay. He's played in 12 games. He has started two of those 12.
Well, I also think they're replacing a lot, Texas is. And I have some real questions. Now, like Kirby, they just load up.
Sure.
I got some real questions about what's going on for him at receiver.
How about four offensive linemen?
That too.
Brand new.
That too.
Okay, and more from Paul Feinbaum here.
I believe also that Arch Manning is the best college football quarterback we have seen since Tim Tebow entered the scene in 2006.
So here's where the ignorance shows itself of Paul Feinbaum. And I know Paul Feinbaum a little bit. I've worked with Paul Feinbaum.
Where did you work with him?
I worked with SiriusXM.
Oh, okay.
And way back in the day, and he was doing shows there. Paul Feinbaum knows the SEC history. He knows the conference. He knows the storylines. Paul Feinbaum doesn't know football. And so for him to come out and try and tell me that Arch Manning, who, how many snaps have we seen? How many games?
12.
For him to try and tell me that he's the best quarterback since Tim Tebow, it's wildly irresponsible comment to make. It really is. Initially, my first comment was like, did he even watch Trevor Lawrence as a freshman? Like, that's my first thought.
Abe, I think that Paul Feinbaum understands TV. He's playing TV, as sometimes we say we're playing radio, to get the reaction. Because now we're talking about it. And, okay, Tim Tebow is the mark, I could name 20.
That was 2008. That's almost 17 years of quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And you think Arch Manning, who we've seen almost nothing of, is the best one in 17 years?
Right. No, I totally agree with you. It's a statement, though, so now we're able to break it down and who was best and who was better. I also know that Paul Feinbaum will hitch his wagon to something, and he's going to ride it all year. So he's going to be the one that says, I told you, Arch Manning, and, you know, he's forecasting, sports casting the way through. That he's been this whole dialogue has started months ago with Arch Manning.
So what's he going to say if it's not? What's he going to say if Arch Manning leads to? I mean, they're going to Ohio State in week one.
Season. Yeah.
In week one, separate of Arch Manning, Ohio State might be that good. There is a pretty good chance. And now there's the other side. If Arch Manning walks into the horseshoe and takes care of business, you could start the commentary. But there's a chance that Arch Manning goes into Ohio State and Texas gets their butt beat.
That's right.
And so what's the commentary then?
Right. Weeks ago, Steve Spurrier was on a podcast and said...
Now him I agree with.
Yeah, of course, Florida. he did make a great point in terms of if, in fact, Arch Manning is the second coming of quarterbacks, why wasn't he good enough to take over for Quinn Ewers last year?
Who was hurt and also... just wasn't playing that good. Quinn Ewers, what, was a six-round draft pick?
That's right. So there is a point there. If he was that great and he didn't beat out Quinn Ewers, why wasn't he starting? There's your question.
And the question for me isn't whether, I mean, look, he really may be that good. I don't have a problem with the premise of him being that good.
Five of the greatest quarterbacks that you've seen play or that just jumps to mind. Joe Burrow jumps out to me. I saw Chris Winkie in person. I thought his numbers were like on you're playing the video game.
Yeah,
numbers.
I mean, this was obviously before Tebow. Mm-hmm. Tebow, by the way, is one of them.
Yeah.
But before Tebow, but in the same range. I mean, Virginia Tech Mike Vick was
great. Yeah.
I think there's guys from the West Coast who are just throwing for 500 yards a game that are in that discussion, too.
That's right. Yeah.
Lamar Jackson at Louisville was outstanding. I mean, what are we doing?
I get it. He's playing radio. We totally get it. Speaking of playing video games, are you an EA Sports guy, Bo? EA Sports guy? It's coming out the 13th, I believe, the 26th.
Yeah, there's an early release and then the full release.
What does that even mean, early release? What is
that? So what you get to do, if you pre-order it, you will get to play. You have to depend on yourself or decide yourself whether you think it's worth it. Typically, all you get to do is play one team versus another team. With this game, it will probably be the national championship game from last year. You will get to play that one game as an exhibition game for 3 days before the official, you know, rest of the game comes out. So, I mean, it's like $30 for the pre-order for that edition.
So will you do that? Will you pre-order it?
So what I will do...
It's the 7th, and then everybody gets it the 10th. I had the date wrong.
What I'll do is I will get the combo, both Madden and NCAA, and that will come with early access, but I won't fiddle with the early access because I don't care about replaying the national championship game. I want to get right back into me being a quarterback for Georgia State and lead them to greatness.
Good for you!
Won the championship at Georgia State last year, by the way, then transferred to LSU, won the championship there. And then
Heisman
in the NFL.
Heisman? No.
Couldn't I think I may have. All right. I mean, I was pretty elite.
Bo, those of you who don't know, Bo is our resident fantasy football guru around here. Do you play college football fantasy?
We are. There is a college football fantasy league that is head up by John the Miami Fan.
Oh.
That several Atlanta area radio people are in. That's the only college league that I'm in, but it's like 14 people deep.
Yeah.
Five conferences or four, I guess. Yeah.
I bring this up because the EA Sports college football video has listed the top 10 offensive players according to them and the rating. And Georgia, hold on to your hats. There's not a single player listed for you.
No. And that's not a surprise. There probably shouldn't be.
Jeremiah Smith, the best player, the receiver out of Ohio State in all of college football.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Ryan Williams, Alabama receiver.
Also makes sense.
Jeremiah Love, Notre Dame, the running back.
Woo. Yeah. Woo. Yeah.
Jordan Tyson, Arizona State. Caden Proctor, Alabama.
Lineman.
There's not a quarterback on this list either.
No, and I think they made their own separate quarterback list. I know I saw a list of the top 20 quarterbacks.
But you would think if they're going to categorize them, they categorize a running back, they categorize a receiver. Well, now this is the best offensive player. So there we go.
When I look at the quarterbacks and the top quarterbacks, I don't know how many of them are standalone playmakers the way like Lamar Jackson was in his time.
Their top five, Cade Klubnik.
Yeah.
Clemson.
I think he wins the Heisman this year, by the way. He's my guy. He's my guy.
I got to tell you something, y'all. Carson Beck, Miami is scheduled. He could absolutely, sorry, Paul Feinbaum, be sitting front row in New York. That's going to be something. Let me give you the rest of the list. Garrett Nussmeier, LSU, shout out, Bo. Drew Allen at Penn State. Sam Leavitt at Arizona State. And South Carolina's Lenoris Sellers.
Yeah, I would sell on Sellers. I think people are a little bit too hot and heavy on this one. I think he's a very good player. Guys like him pop up. Guys like Diego Pavia at Vanderbilt, they pop up. Putting it together for a second year, though, is increasingly difficult. It's obviously exponentially when you're in the SEC. I just think it's so difficult to maintain that level of play.
What is the win total? And I don't know it. I'm going to look up South Carolina's win total because that could be a good little bet.
It's probably 7.5 would be my guess.
I'm going to look that up. All right, real quick, Georgia Tech giving you some love. Top 26 top receivers in the country. Eric Rivers, number 5.
Yeah. I mean, look, you pair him with what they got at quarterback, I think you're onto something. That defense is improving. I'm excited to watch him.
In the tight ends, Georgia, Oscar Delp at number 4.
I'm surprised people are as high on him as they are. Only because we haven't really had an opportunity to see him break out in the offense. Not because I question the abilities. He really hasn't been featured. And so for him to still be ranking that high is impressive.
Tight ends. I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Christian Miller, number 2 ranked defensive tackle as well. I think he's one of the 3 key part. And there'd be more than 3, but when you look at the levels of Georgia's defense, it's C.J. Allen and Bolden, and I think they can be pretty good. Christian Miller's going to be a part of that as well. All right, when we come back here on the Steakhouse.
7.5 is exactly what it is.
Yeah,
I just looked it up.
It couldn't have been anything else.
Good job.
When we come back here, belly up. Boy, we have some stories you have got to hear. Some sports, some pop culture, and unfortunately some medical that we have to get to as well. It's all coming up in hour number 2, along with Atlanta Track Club CEO Rich Kanah. All coming on the Steakhouse. Hour number 2 right on the way in 5 minutes on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. Welcome back into
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors. Art. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
The Steakhouse. Are you a believer in the return of Jurickson and Profar? That's what we got coming to Truist tonight.
I'm going to hope that he makes the Braves better because he can't make them worse.
I
guess he could, but right?
No, I don't think he can. After being shut out once again last night, leaving guys on base the few times that you got them on base, and leaving Grant Holmes out in the dust. It's Abe Gordon in for Steak Shapiro. Sandra Golden here on a Wednesday version of the Steakhouse. Grant Holmes, once again, very good, Sandy. 6 innings, no runs, 3 hits, 3 walks, and another double-digit strikeout performance, 10 of them. He had 15 a couple outings ago,
yep.
10 last night. And it's one of those things where he leaves the game. It's a 0-0 ball game, and I tweeted it out. I just can't believe these guys can't get runs. I can't even imagine how frustrating it is for guys like Schwelly, for guys like Holmes, for guys like Strider to have that pressure of, like, we have to go seven, like, scoreless innings or we're not winning tonight.
And as good as Grant Holmes has been, it's in, from that movie, it's not my fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. You guys, he is 1-6 in his last seven starts, and he started that game where we lost 11-10. Do you guys remember that day? And the 10 strikeouts last night, 15 2 weeks ago, 9 the start before that, all losing. And he's just such a good team guy. I mean, he mentioned it when he did the 15 strikeouts. He's never come close to that before. And he just said, you know, it's one of them team things and we're supposed to win. But then last night.
You know, it is tough. But like I keep saying, you know, it's baseball. You know, we don't come to the field and expect to, you know, not hit, not pitch well. You know, we come to the field and expect to pitch well and hit well. So that's just the life of baseball. You know, it can be so rewarding and suck so much at the same time. So
well said.
It is what it is. Well said.
I come to my TV expecting them to not hit. I mean, that's where we're at.
I mean, there is few things that I enjoy more than Atlanta Braves baseball. It's just like my ride of summer. I'm so excited. It's one of those things you do nightly. And literally my husband said one day last week when they were playing, he goes, we're doing anything but watching the Braves tonight. I'm not doing it to myself. It's just not been fun. I think a lot of Braves country feels that way. It's just a tough, tough watch. Their body language and Snit talking last night and Grant Holmes, man, you talk about a rut, talk about a buzzkill. They can't get it right. I know the back of the baseball, they're not this bad, but you are what you are. Your record says what you are.
Okay, so you got Jurickson Profar returning. He played, what, 4 games, just that Padres series, I think, to start the year. He gets suspended, 82 games, blah, blah, blah. He's back now. You expect it to be significantly different? Because, honestly, I don't.
You heard Brian Snitker. Okay, we got a switch hitter in the middle of the lineup. He's got to be better than what we're, you know, prancing out there nightly, right? It can't be worse. So, okay. Do you think he gets booed tonight?
I think that's a great question. I am not a boo your own player type of person. I would not be at Truist booing him. Bo, you probably have a better feel for that. You hear the fan base a lot more than I do in person. I don't boo my own guys. I wouldn't be surprised, though. I would not be surprised. I think it's a great question. I wouldn't be surprised if he does.
There will be some boos because Braves fans are mad, and they will boo anything that they can right now.
I guess the question is, does the ovation outweigh the negative boo?
I think an ovation is a stretch.
Or it's a pretty nice split, you know, 60-40.
Bo brought this up yesterday, and I think you're right, because I was on the camp of, oh, he's going to get booed, and it's going to be loud. And then he talked me right out of it because...
Well, we're desperate for... any kind of offense and any kind of spark. Yeah. And if he can be that, because he's been lighting it up in AAA, he was lighting it up last year, last we saw him, you know, we need that on this team. We need fight the Dodgers, Jurickson Profar.
He hit .314, 2 home runs and 6 ribbies in Gwinnett in a couple of games there. So anything will help, especially as Ronald Acuna is going through the slump that he is. He'll come out of that. I fully have...
He struck out 4 times last night.
I think every at-bat he's about to come out of whatever slump he's in. 3 for his last 22, 14 Ks. I always think he's about ready to get hot again. We saw Aaron Judge go through this. He was 1 for 12. His average dropped from 390 to 360. That's what Acuna's doing right now.
He's human.
And we'll find out in a couple hours
Michael Harris
as well.
Got a hit last night, y'all. A triple in the 5th.
You want to remind
Jesus,
me what happened?
Take the wheel.
You want to remind me what happened to the 3 batters after that?
No, I don't.
Because you got a leadoff. By the way, that's when I knew it was another one of those nights.
Right.
When he gets a leadoff. By the way, our good buddy Jorge Soler out there, just, I don't know what that is, but that ball went right to the wall for no reason.
Dude,
seriously.
Angles.
That was his first night back,
I coach my kids the same way. Y'all take geometry in school. It's all about
angles. I just say
angles.
Geometry that's issues, funny. Man. He probably isn't used to seeing a ball come off of Michael Harris's bat that quickly either. It hasn't happened in a while.
Or just coming off his bat.
Well, that too. Lead off triple, though, and I'm just like, come on, man. Like,
0-for-7 with runners in scoring position.
Just one of you guys put it into the outfield, and that didn't happen. And part of that was Acuna's issues, and he struck out there when he was the one. All right. You want to do some better and brighter things here?
This is my favorite part of the show.
All right. Let's belly up.
Paul Skeens was bored pregame yesterday for the Pirates. So you start seeing on Twitter, is that Paul Skeens out there with the grounds crew? Yeah, it was. He was asked about it, Abe, and he said, when I'm finished playing, I want to do this for a living. I want to mow grass. I want to get it done. He totally loves it.
Paul Skeens is such a dude's dude.
He's
obviously one of the best pitchers in baseball. He's got one of the hottest girlfriends in the world. And he, like, all of that is thrust aside for just like, I don't know, man, I just want to drink a beer and cut some grass.
Yeah.
I mean, what a dude's dude.
So have you seen his pregame workouts and what he does, which takes, he says, about an hour and 15 minutes, the diligence with the workout? You know this, LSU guy.
He does just crazy stuff with the big rolly thing and twisting it. He throws the medicine ball up against the wall several times from both sides. Yeah, it's, I mean, whatever.
If you haven't watched that on YouTube, go watch it. You guys that work out, you'll love that kind of stuff. I agree with you 100%.
Very effective.
It is.
Very effective.
Do you guys do yard work? Is that something that relaxes you?
It definitely does not. I view it as a chore, and I would prefer not to.
So the first house that I bought, I absolutely loved yard work for about a year.
Yeah.
And then it just became old, and I'm tired of taking care of my lawn.
Caleb, are you a yard guy? Do you?
I live in a townhouse, and someone takes care of it for me, and I'm very thankful.
I also am in a townhouse situation and don't have to deal with it. But if I did have to deal with it, I would do the bare minimum to avoid, like, HOA fines.
My father, y'all, he took pride in our yard. He just loved it. He was meticulous about it. So I just kind of think that's super cool. Today, a big day at the movie theaters, Abe.
Mm-hmm. Jurassic World Rebirth coming out. I'm going to see a showing in 80 minutes. 11:30.
Where are you going? Which theater?
Perimeter Point.
Okay.
I will be likely in the theater alone.
I doubt it. I think it's coming out today.
I went and saw F1. There was no one else in the theater. Although
this is different. The Jurassic, you know, have you read the reviews or you were...
I heard one kind of sparing comment about it. I'm going to see it no matter what is said about it. So I don't read it or hear anything about it
until
after I see it.
I'll be listening for your review tomorrow for sure. Speaking of movies, Days of Thunder 2. Are you interested? I raised my hand. I don't even remember Days. I remember going and I liked it. Days of Thunder 1.
Yeah, the question is, do you pick it up like where you theoretically left off? Do you try and de-age Tom Cruise? Or do you do that bit where you're like, well, he was a driver, now he's a crew chief, and he's trying to do this. You know, the plot, I think, is going to be really important there. But, hey.
His student probably gets in a wreck on the racetrack.
Yes.
Maybe he dies or is hospitalized.
Correct.
Tom Cruise comes out of retirement.
Yeah.
Gets back in the car.
That's right.
And goes and seeks vengeance against the guy that wrecked his student.
Like what you're saying.
I think there's a lot of things that I'm like, they're going to end up having to put old man in a car for one last race. I agree with both.
So
like, that's where it's headed.
You saw F1. There are hints that there's some sort of tie-in with Brad Pitt and F1 with Tom Cruise in Days of Thunder.
Yeah, not in the movie world, but like people are like, aging racer Brad Pitt and aging racer Tom Cruise and why not? And they kind of left it open for Brad Pitt. He just leaves to another circuit. And like if they really want to force it in with Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise and they haven't worked together in a while and whatever, like, sure, but I think ultimately that's probably not best for either franchise. I don't think they go that route.
I'm with you. Been to Waffle House lately and you saw the 50-cent surcharge on your bill for the eggs?
No moss.
That is gone as of yesterday, Waffle House announces. I don't even think people knew that was even happening. Do y'all think they knew?
They made new menus.
Did
that
they
said
really?
It on. Yeah, one that started as a sticker.
Okay.
Then they had all menus reprinted with the egg surcharge.
Wow.
That's fantastic news as a loyal patron to Waffle House.
The Nike does it again, ladies and gentlemen. The Caitlin Clark shoe at 10 a.m. yesterday sold out in moments. $190. It is the Kobe shoe. I don't know what that means. I'm not a sneaker person. And I did ask both Abe and Bo, are these women's shoes? Are you guys buying a woman's shoe? Like, how does this all work? And you both said it's a woman's shoe. You're not buying a woman's shoe.
It's a woman's shoe. I don't know that it's necessarily color schemed, like, oh, that looks like a woman's shoe, but it's, since she's a, it's woman's a size.
Well, yeah. Caleb, you're kind of a sneakerhead.
I was about to say, as the resident sneakerhead on this show,
Caleb.
It is not a women's sneaker. It's a men's sneaker. It's a Kobe 9, which was his low top sneaker, which works for anyone. It's just obviously going to be marketed towards women,
yeah, right,
because it's related to Caitlin Clark.
And okay, are you buying that shoe?
I'm not, because I don't like to get in the mix of the, like, super expensive, because, like, the resale market's going to go crazy with this.
Yeah, it's on eBay for over $400, I guess,
but
this morning.
In respect to the WNBA, Asia Wilson has a Nike sneaker out, and I absolutely want a pair of those. And that is actually marketed towards women, but they still have guys' sizes.
All right, well, this is interesting, because I wonder how many of you guys would do that, would go with the...
It's just too expensive.
The Caitlin, like, obsession is a thing, so I think they're... I don't know. I remember when Hugh used to, I would be in here with Hugh and he is bidding on the auctions.
He still does
Hugh
it.
Hugh Douglas, you guys.
Yeah, he still does it.
It was thousands of dollars,
yeah,
he was
crazy.
Paying.
It's crazy. I mean, he has the money for it, so, like, right, fine. But, like, yeah, it's crazy. By the way, speaking of Caitlin Clark, she did not play last night, but the Indiana Fever did win the Commissioner's Cup over the Minnesota Lynx. Pretty comfortable victory. That's their WNBA version of their in-season tournament
thing. Oh, good for them.
But something a little more scary happened at halftime.
Tell everyone.
Red Panda. Red Panda was brought out for the halftime performance. And
the notorious spinning and all this with
the plates.
She's
and all that.
Fascinating,
yeah.
Yes.
Rocking on the unicycle, took a tumble, injured her wrist, maybe some more problems, and had to be wheelchaired off the court. Red Panda, very famously one of the best halftime performing
ever, yeah,
acts, really, right, of all, right, time. And so... I guess
I
best wishes.
I can't believe she hasn't fallen before. They said it's been a handful of times.
I think she has fallen before, yeah, but it's normally you can control the fall. This one was just it just came out from under
thinking
her and
of
went
you,
down.
Red Panda.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, so. I didn't realize either that she's an older lady.
She is.
I just went and looked this morning. So good for her. Be careful, young lady. Be careful. One other quick note. I'm so glad that Randy Moss is coming back to the set on ESPN. That was announced yesterday.
Yeah, missed the last 3 months last season fighting a cancer and seems
bile
to be ready.
Duct cancer. And it was, you know, his eyes that were turning a funny color. So, so happy. I think he's one of the best.
Yeah.
I love listening to him. I love his laugh. I'm just so happy for him that he's getting better and he's going to be back on the set.
Good news, good news. When we come back, Rich Kanah, the Atlanta Track Club CEO, is going to join us, break down what to look ahead for the next couple of days as the city prepares for the Peachtree Road Race. It's Sandra Golden, Abe Gordon on the Steakhouse on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the Steakhouse here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Abe Gordon in for steak today and tomorrow. Today I'm alongside Sandra Golden here in the Kia Studios. We are heading towards a July 4th holiday, a July 4th weekend, and kind of the start of my running schedule. There's a bunch of races that'll come after the Peachtree in line, a lot of them Atlanta Track Club races as well. But it kind of all starts there for me. And we'd like to welcome on via the WadeFord.com hotline, Rich Kanah, Atlanta Track Club CEO, as this city prepares for the Peachtree Road Race. Rich, last time I spoke with you, you told me my qualifying time was borderline for Group A. I'm happy to tell you that I did get into Group A, and I look forward to towing the line at 6:50 on Friday, 10 minutes earlier than the race had previously been started, and I'm very excited about that change. How are you?
I'm good. Make sure you set that alarm just a little bit earlier so you get to that start line on time.
We'll be ready to roll. Sandra, I know, has a bunch of questions surrounding the entire week and weekend of the Peachtree Road Race. I want to ask you, like, a strategy question.
There you go.
You know the course, and I've run it as well. But if I'm looking to set a new PR, if I'm looking for a fast time, what would be your race day strategy once the gun goes off?
So this course is feared as difficult, but if you tackle the first 5K, you can run fast. And people don't realize how much that first 5K is downhill. So the strategy really is to get ahead of it. Don't go too hard, but get ahead of it that first 5K so that when you when you hit that that big hill at 5K, you're a little ahead of schedule.
Rich, how many people try to get in the race to try to get a number? What's the most you've ever had?
In our 50th running in 2019, we turned away many tens of thousands.
Wow. Wow. And are you having 60,000 this year?
No, but this is the biggest one since 2019. Okay. We have 53,000 this year. So that should allow us to retain the title of the world's largest 10K, which is a sort of a moniker of honor, if you will.
Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and the Peachtree Road Race. I don't understand the viral part of this, Rich. Explain to me, I'm a dummy, and how many do it virally?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't eat the hot dog before you run the Peachtree.
Right.
this virtual idea of running the Peachtree just didn't exist before COVID. And people who wanted to participate in events like the Peachtree and still keep their schedule. So the number of people doing it virtually continues to go down every year, but you still have a few thousand people. And those are the people that have a streak.
That's incredible. Okay.
And hey, they have a family getaway on the 4th of July weekend. They still want to earn that finisher shirt, so we allow them to do it, and they submit their time via Strava and an app, and we send them their finisher shirt when they do so.
Yeah, I spoke about this earlier on the show here, Rich. It's Rich Kanha, Atlanta Track Club CEO. My dad, we have a family wedding in New Mexico. I made sure to set my airline travel so I could run the Peachtree. I'm heading straight to the airport after. This will be, my dad is running it in New Mexico at altitude virtually, his 48th Peachtree. So he's closing in on 50 himself there. A couple of changes I want to mention as well. The Expo has been moved. It gets going today there in the Lenox area. There's been some street closures starting today as people pour in. What led to that decision, and how much anticipation do you think it could bring a couple of extra visitors because of some of those changes?
Oh, thanks for asking. I'm actually standing right in the outside these big oversized climate control tents we've built in the Lenox Square parking lot. And the expo is open, so we're in full flight now. We closed our first roads here at Peachtree at 2 a.m. The idea was Lenox is part of Peachtree lore. The race doesn't happen without Buckhead. We have traditionally been down at the Georgia World Congress Center, but we don't really touch downtown for this race. We wanted to sort of build this fun, walkable, celebratory social media gathering vibe for 2 days leading in the Peachtree. So that's what this is all about.
Where at Lenox?
We're right in the Macy's lot. So right at the corner of Lenox and Peachtree.
Okay,
so for those who are listening and we're causing some traffic woes for you, I apologize. But if you're coming to the expo, we got plenty of free parking. We got two MARTA stations. And it's a great vibe inside these tents at the moment.
Rich Kanha, Atlanta Track Club CEO, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. The Peachtree Road Race starting a couple of minutes earlier this year. Again, for those who are trying to run fast, especially towards the earlier waves, this is a big deal. I don't think you can understate how much 10 minutes at 70 degrees at the start of the race or 71 degrees at the start of the race versus where the end of the race, you're in the 80s and it's more humid and the sun is reflecting off the building. I don't think you can understate how big of an impact that can really have for the runners. What went into that decision and how easy was it to put into effect and to accomplish?
You speak from experience there. We look at this as we measure the wet bulb temperature and that's a combination heat, humidity, all along the course. And every minute matters when you're one of those people that are still out on the course at 9:30, 10, 10:30. So relatively easy decision for us. It just makes it a little bit more difficult on the staff and the volunteers and everybody who are already getting up early to get up even earlier. And I got to give a shout out to the city of Atlanta. They close these roads. They keep us safe. This tradition would not happen without the city of Atlanta and the Atlanta Police Department, Atlanta Fire. And this mayor, Mayor Dickens, is going to be out there. He'll start the race, and he is running once again.
Oh, yeah, and a shout-out to Marta as well. It's a huge part of people being able to get to the start line. It's a huge part, as not a loop course, being able to get home from the finish line. And you guys are – Marta is starting a little earlier for those people who do want to get to the course early. I think they're kicking it off at 4 a.m. I won't be there that early, but you don't get 53,000 people without the help of Marta as well.
We don't, and Marta has stepped up the last few years. They are now providing shuttle service for those who are going back north on Marta afterwards. So you go to the 12th Street Gate in Piedmont Park, and they'll give you a nice air conditioned ride back up to a Marta station, and so you can be on your way back home for your barbecue, proudly wearing your finisher shirt, of which I can't tell you the color or the design.
I plan on wearing it in the airport, on my flight on Friday afternoon, very proudly. So looking forward to it. Just two more questions here with Rich Kanaugh, Atlanta Track Club CEO, getting ready for the Petrie Road Race. I was looking at the elite field, and obviously it's a huge race, and there's some prize money involved, and at times it's been part of the series and all that. Helen O'Beary is running this year. That is a huge name for running fans to have involved in this year's event.
Yeah, she's arguably one of the best distance runners ever. She's won the Boston Marathon twice, won the New York City Marathon. She's won Olympic medals. She's a world champion. We're really proud to have her make her debut here. We run fast here. 30-20 is what our course record is. And put that in perspective, that's about the same time that Jeff Galloway ran on the men's side that first the first year we had the Peachtree in 1970. So we have some people that are fleet of foot, and I'd be remiss if I didn't call out the world-class wheelchair athletes. We have Daniel Romanchuk and Susan Scaroni back, who are course record holders, chasing their course record. Think about this. They finished the Peachtree 18 minutes and 21 minutes respectively.
Yeah, and that was actually going to be my final question, is just how open the Peachtree is to everyone. Obviously, I'll be trying to run it and trying to set, obviously not a course record, but a personal record. You mentioned the wheelchair division. I have a number of friends who are going to be pushing for the Kyle Peace Foundation, the assisted efforts. But it's also just, I got some neighbors that are showing up in like Wave N, and they're just going to walk the course. It really is one of the few road races in Atlanta, probably in the world, that is truly open for anyone and all. It's not just a race. It's a celebration of Atlanta. It's a celebration of Independence Day. And it's a lot more than just setting a time across the finish line.
I'm not sure I could say that any better. I've had race directors from the most iconic road races and marathons around the world come to Atlanta, come to the Peachtree and say, I've never seen anything like that, because it's a little bit of something for everyone.
Rich, we appreciate the time, and I certainly look forward. Maybe I'll run into you somewhere, either on the course or at the finish line on Friday morning.
Don't miss that flight.
I will definitely not do that, as long as I can cross the street, which is its own story. We'll talk about that. Thanks so much, Rich. It's Rich Kanaugh, Atlanta Track Club CEO. It's the one race, Sandy, like every year. I try and run the Thanksgiving half marathon, call me crazy, whatever. The Peachtree is like the one race where I've got to find a way to do it.
I love it.
It's always been special ever since I was young.
It's amazing, and it's a fabulous tradition for Atlanta. I'll never forget when I first moved here back in 1997, and my friends were like, I'll meet you at Uncle Julio's at 8 a.m. We're going to watch the Peachtree. I was like, huh? What? It was the most fun I've ever had. It used to be a tradition. Remember when Uncle Julio's right there on Peachtree?
Oh, yeah.
Not there anymore. And, so good for everybody. Be safe. Be happy. Great job. It's one of the things Atlanta does best is that Peachtree Road Race.
Yeah, and Atlanta is kind of known as Running City USA, and this is just, it's the benchmark. It's the hallmark.
Is that for real?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys know that? Running things I'm learning. Things Rich, I learned.
Rich, who we just spoke to, runs one of the largest running associations in the country. The Atlanta Track Club, from a competitive standpoint.
I still don't understand the app. You're going to have to explain it to me. Like, so I have an app, and what does it do? Like, so then I push it, and then what, am I in my living room, running around the living room?
You have to run outside. You go run.
You go run outside,
yeah.
According to...
It marks your GPS and follows your route, and...
Yeah. I don't understand that part. All right, I'm
Strava.
Stupid.
It's a big deal. It's all a big deal. All right,
Running City, Atlanta. Good
yeah,
for
baby.
You.
When we come back, we'll get to the John Foy game of the night. Sandra has got three great questions for three strikes.
And I want to see how Giannis is going to land it with the Hawks, because this is fascinating.
And Caleb Johnson is here to explain that or
and that app.
Or you're why
gonna,
not.
Caleb's going to help me with the app.
It's all coming your way in the final segment in about 5 minutes. The Steakhouse on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Wow. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Welcome back in. Final couple of minutes of the Steakhouse. Andy and Randy coming up next here on a hump day. Abe Gordon in for Steak Shapiro today and tomorrow. Tomorrow will be with Rusty, but today the pleasure of working with Sandra Golden.
I appreciate you filling in. Enjoy working with you.
It's tomorrow. Been fun. Yeah.
Rusty, I'm anxious to hear him go off on the week that was for Georgia recruiting.
Oh, boy. I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen anything like it, honestly. Which
I think he has said that. I've never seen anything
like
crazy.
This. It's crazy.
Y'all tune in tomorrow for sure.
It's like a student that has a higher than 4 GPA, and mm-hmm. you don't know how that – it's like Georgia only has 4 stars, 5 stars.
Yeah.
It's crazy. We'll definitely be talking about that and some other things. I'll get to three strikes here in just a moment. We'll chat about some NBA and some college football here in a second as well. But first, the John Foy Big Game of the Night, presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. I mean,
it's Jurickson Profar.
We looked for anything else besides the Braves game to serve as the big game of the night.
Right.
Couldn't
this
do
is
it.
Good. I think we're all anxious to see where in the lineup he's batting. You heard Snit say switch hitter in the middle of the lineup. What does that mean, six or seven? Okay. Tonight, 7:15, first pitch.
Didier Fuentes getting his third start. We'll see if it can be any better than the first two.
Right on.
No, the first start was actually okay. Second one was not. But, I mean, you were given no chance to win last night with a great start. So
exactly.
What do you,
Chris Sale goes to the 60-day IL. Mm. My question is, if it's this late and we're really this much out of it, do you even ramp him back up? That's my question. So, thanks, John Foy.
There you go. We got a little new fashion in this town. And
Georgia
I'm not talking
Tech.
About, yeah, yeah.
Georgia Tech announces new unis yesterday, the Adidas. I love that smoke gray.
Audi Zero. I'm not in love with the gray.
You don't like the gray? I don't love that yellow. That yellow to me is a gold. I know it's supposed to be gold. I don't love the gold.
It feels like the slightly wrong color of gold for Georgia Tech. The only thing about the gray is, for me, it's not quite dark enough. I know they call it dark gray. It's not quite dark enough. And then you have to get into discussions of, like, where does gray fall into the Georgia Tech color scheme to begin with.
I think it's this. I love it when the Tennessee has that smoke with
so
the
I
orange.
So I like theirs. I like theirs. Yeah. I like their dark, but it's darker. It's a little bit darker. This one feels a little too light. But here's the thing. That's great. How I feel about it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so
it's about whether the
you.
Recruits like it. And true. I would imagine they've put in some research and we'll find that they do like it. And so that's why they did it. And you mentioned the move to Adidas is really cool.
Yeah.
Adidas is on the cutting edge of sports performance and clothing and all that stuff. So pretty cool. Looks good. And it's always nice to see change.
Win title for Georgia Tech this year. Wasn't it 7.5?
I don't know if it's going to be that high.
I'm going to look at
They're like kind of sleepers in the ACC. I'm a little worried about them, but they might be. It can't be 8.5. 7.5. Yeah. As you say, it can't be 8.5. So.
I hope it's over. Come on, Georgia
It might
Tech.
Be. Yeah. It might be. Again, we mentioned Eric Rivers, one of the top five receivers potentially in college football, and Haynes King. So I got a lot there. The Atlanta Hawks have been front and center for the better part of this week, certainly. Even really going back to last week when they acquired Kristaps Porzingis. Caleb Johnson in with us today, obviously 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Hawks insider. Also, a brand new podcast you can find, Caleb. What is that? Atlanta Basketball with Caleb Johnson?
That's it.
There you go. So, look.
How are we getting Giannis, Caleb? How is that going to happen? Now the front runners to land Giannis.
All right. So, and I was on with Chris Thomas last night. I will preface this by saying I would not make that move just because I think it really depletes your roster. But I think the most likely scenario to acquiring Giannis would be Onyeka Okongwu, Jalen Johnson, Zachary Risacher, and at least the 2026 first-round pick that the Milwaukee Bucks. It's the better of the Bucks or the Pelicans next year. I think it would take a package at least of that. And maybe another first-round pick, but essentially, if you were going to do it, I think that's the package that you're kind of looking at right now, which is just...
If that's the package, I'm saying no. It's just too much of your young core. I wonder if the package could be a little less. I do wonder
He's
if...
He's 30.
Yeah, but I wonder after what happened yesterday in Milwaukee with the decisions made, he can kind of force his way out to a point where they're like... We kind of got to get
but
whatever
that
we
is,
can at this
that
point.
Is forcing his way out because he has to ask for a trade, and in order for it to be worth it for the Milwaukee Bucks, you got to think, Mikal Bridges went to the Knicks for 5 first-round picks. Like Desmond Bane, you saw the package that he just went for to go to the Magic. Like it's going to take a big chunk of change
I know,
in order
just,
to make
I'm
it
just
happen.
Not doing it if it's that.
I'm with
you. I'm just not. But, yeah, and again, it's still more likely from the Vegas odds. I know the Hawks are the team most likely to get him if he leaves Milwaukee. It is, from the Vegas perspective, still most likely a betting favorite that he stays with the Bucks.
Did you guys continue to watch the NBA chatter and how much the Hawks was the talk of the town for the last 48?
It's weird. I don't like it.
Oh, right. You're
pre- it feels so weird because, and I talked about this on my podcast that actually dropped this morning, the fact that there are now expectations for the Hawks, and I don't think the Hawks have handled expectations in the past particularly well. So it's kind of interesting to see a team that went from being ninth in the East last year to now we're talking about them being top five, top three even maybe in the East. Like, it just, it feels like we're asking a lot of this team, even though there have been some really smart moves.
That's what fans do. They're fanatical about their squads, and there's reason to be fanatical right now after the losing.
Listen, I
want to
just take the moment because I don't remember this for the last, I don't even know how long, that the free agency winner was said it's the Atlanta Hawks and what they have pulled off. And so I just want to kind of.
Well, it's not, the other thing is, it's not just free agency. They also pulled off the best maneuvering on draft night based on their absolute fleecing of the New Orleans Pelicans. So. Yeah. It also just feels in general, and I know Mike Bell has said this, and I know Andy and Ray, everyone's saying it here, it finally feels like you got a GM that, like, you feel confident, knows what he's doing, is able to take advantage of teams in bad situations, and is building the one thing we've asked for, which is the right type of players around Trae
Young.
Let
him drive the bus.
Yeah.
Let him do it.
Let's roll. We're also going to roll into three strikes if you want to get in line, 404-726-0929.
Now, y'all have to call in because when Steak's not here, he always listens. And if we have full phone lines, he'll be so jealous. He's going to really
right, so
get mad.
Make
over
Steak
his
mad Wednesday here on the Steakhouse. 404-726-0929. The questions are out on social media already. Sandra, what did we come up with today
for
three strikes?
Buy or sell the Waymo, the driverless, because I saw one this morning land in the middle of the intersection without moving. And the second question is the best college quarterback you saw in person. Okay, so, and if you can throw in what game you were at, I think that's kind of cool as well. And it can be back in the day. I brought up Charlie Ward. I brought up Chris Winkie, as good as they were. And last but not least, Paul Skeens out there doing the lawn, says he loves it. What's the best, what is the chore that you are the best at, that you're really, really good at?
404-726-0929. I got some answers on social media. Do we want to go through that as
well,
both
roll
through the phones?
Roll it and then get out the phone so that all the phone lines can fill up again. 404-726-0929.
All right, right at the top of the list, we go to Breakfast Barry. Barry, buy or sell Waymo's driverless cars?
Oh, sell in a big way. No way.
Who's the best college quarterback you ever saw in person?
Well, I'm going to go Buck Ballew because I was at the national championship in 1980, and that was the first one they had gotten in a long time. He just won. He was a winner. But I also saw Stetson Bennett, too, so very, very lucky.
And what's a chore that you think you're good at?
Oh, my God. Well, Sandra knows this. I cook
what's your
really,
best
really, really well. Sandra, heading down to your neck of the woods, PC tomorrow.
All right.
Have a happy fourth.
Good for you. The new Topgolf is there if you want to get in some fun.
And thank you for not putting me on probation from last week. I appreciate it.
I
y'all have a great fourth.
I know. You do too, Barry. Thank you so much.
All right. Marvin is in Griffin for three strikes. Marvin, Waymo's driverless cars, buy or sell?
Sell.
Absolutely. What's the best college quarterback that you saw in person?
Remember, I'm old, but Fran Tarkington.
Ooh, that's a good one. And what's Georgia. A chore you feel that you are very good at?
Absolutely, the fescue grass.
Good
there you
for
go.
You.
I think
good.
We're going to get a lot of lawn mowing and
so
grass
too.
Maintenance.
Yeah. I got a couple
answers
on
here.
Loading the dishwasher on Twitter. I was like, good for you. I'm terrible at that.
Loading or emptying? Because I can load it. It's just a matter of whether
I load
ever
it,
pull
like,
stuff
garbage,
out.
Hot garbage.
We got Tinker in Kennesaw.
Hi, Tinker.
Hey, Tinker. Buy or sell Waymo's driverless cars?
If anybody's going to wreck my vehicle, it's going to be me. Sell.
Fair enough. Best college quarterback you've ever seen in person?
Stafford.
And what's a chore that you're good at?
Getting the mail.
Now, Tinker,
that's an easy one. I like
that's
that.
A chore,
that's an easy one. We're going through three strikes here on the Steakhouse.
That's funny.
Is this Hiram in Covington? Hiram, what's going
yes,
on, man?
It is.
All right,
it
buy
is
or
good,
sell?
Man.
Buy
What's
or
up,
sell?
Hey, hey.
Waymo's driverless cars.
I'm going to buy.
All right. Best college quarterback that you saw in person?
Steve Agnew, Alcorn
State,
Stanford,
yeah.
Birmingham, back about 93, 94.
And what's a chore that you're good at?
Man, I can stripe up a yard real good, make it look like it's HGTV. Man, I can do that for yard work.
Chalk another one up for the lawn care maintenance, man. There you go. It's three strikes on the steakhouse. We go to Justin in Danielsville. What's going on, Justin?
How's it going, y'all?
How you doing, man? Buy or sell Waymo's driverless cars?
Sell. I need a car I can work on.
All right. What's the best college quarterback you've ever seen in person?
Easily, Matthew Stafford.
And what's a chore that you're good at?
Definitely the dishwasher, unloading, loading, all of it.
That's good. That's a good one.
I guess the dishwasher is a chore.
Dishwasher is a chore,
but
for sure.
It almost feels like it's not a chore because the loading of it is, I guess, as you
the
go.
Worst. Yeah.
But I guess you could pile a bunch in your sink, and then I do it as I go. I think.
I gotcha. Yep. Yeah.
And then, but then unloading it. I don't use a dishwasher.
You don't?
No.
Do you have a dishwasher?
I do.
Same.
Why don't you?
I will.
Don't?
First
off,
we go.
Most,
what?
Yeah,
I'm a hand washer.
I don't do that many dishes. I don't want my favorite bowl sitting in the dishwasher until somebody deserves to hit the button. I wash it as I go.
I like you have a favorite bowl. Look at
you. Yeah.
I love it.
Super eco-friendly here. I just use paper plates at home.
Do you really?
I have.
Your new girlfriend is not going to take to that, I'm telling you.
She won't be seeing the house for a while. We'll make sure we're at hers.
Are you away game? Away game is strong?
We'll see. Jim is in Roswell for three strikes. What's going on, Jim?
How you guys doing?
Doing well, man. Buy or sell Waymo's driverless cars?
Sell.
Best college quarterback you saw in person?
Roger Staubach. My first game was 1962 Army Navy game in Philadelphia, shows how old I am, and I saw Roger play.
And what's a chore that you're good at?
I clean the kitchen every night. I'm obsessive about it. I don't know why, but it's them.
There we go. All right. A lot of cleanliness here from the guys. And then final three strikes call. We got Marine Tim in Canton. What's going on, Tim?
Not much, sir. How are you?
Doing well, brother. Buy or sell Waymo driverless cars?
Never.
Yeah, that's I'm a sell. You. Hard sell. Best college quarterback you saw in person?
Joe Hamilton.
And
Perfect.
A chore Perfect. That you are good at?
Pruning.
Pruning.
What?
That goes into the lawn care maintenance kind of in
That's
that
perfect.
Range.
Yeah. Tim, thank you for your service, especially on the 4th of July.
Always
to
great.
Celebrate.
Always
yes.
great to have Tim on the show. Sandy,
you did great.
It's
Thank
been
you,
fun. You hope
you
get
too.
To enjoy your July 4th weekend. I know Thank you're you. Taking a couple of different spots that you're going to be partying at, enjoying the holiday,
yes,
Independence
you too.
Day.
You too.
Have a great and a safe holiday weekend.
You too. Run, Forrest, run.
I will
Go
be
get them,
trying that. Before that, though, I'll be back tomorrow with Rusty Manziel, one more edition of the Steakhouse. And coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the midday show. Andy and Randy for the next 3 hours. Of course, Dukes and Bell after that. And then a special program later tonight. U.S. Women's National Team going to be taking on Canada. That goes down tonight, 7:15. You'll be able to listen to that right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Steakhouse back tomorrow, 9 a.m. with Rusty Manziel on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our car shopping is done online, there's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.